American and Afghan forces today continued their operation against Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters in eastern Afghanistan. About 400 U.S. soldiers were pulled out of the battle zone today and returned to the Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. Operation Anaconda was launched 8 days ago to root out Taliban and al-Qaeda forces holding out in the mountainous Paktia province. U.S. military sources today stressed that the operation is not over. NPR's John Burnett joins me now from Kabul. John, how is this offensive going, and what are the latest developments?
Really, for the last few days, we've been hearing that the resistance from the al-Qaeda fighters has been getting weaker and weaker, perhaps from fatigue, from lack of ammunition, certainly fewer fighters. A U.S. military spokesman in Bagram, north of Kabul, said that the American troops have not faced, quote, sustained and accurate firing for several days now. But it's still extremely dangerous because over these 8 days of this campaign, the al-Qaeda fighters have now laid mines in the ground leading to the bunkers and the cave entrances. And some of the U.S. soldiers described the fighting conditions up there, and they said there were sub-freezing temperatures at night, soldiers getting hypothermia, crowding together under a single blanket to sleep. It really sounds horrendous.
Was this withdrawal of American soldiers a surprise?
Well, it really was very unexpected. It surprised and puzzled those of us who are watching this campaign. Everything that we had seen on the ground in the last few days seemed to lead to an expansion of the fighting, because the defense ministry here in Kabul had sent 1,000 troops down there and 12 tanks that were going to help out in the campaign. We saw them rumble into Gardez on Friday and Saturday. Donald Rumsfeld, U.S. Defense Secretary, himself estimated that the campaign could last another week or 10 days. And then we kept hearing that the final assault was near, and everything in town seemed to lead toward that. So it was surprising to hear that these 400 U.S. soldiers were being withdrawn.
Do you know where they're going?
We really don't, Lisa. It's late Sunday night here, and all we heard today is that the troops themselves were elated to be out of the battle zone, giving each other high fives, and the commander that gave the press conference said they would be repositioned. I don't know quite what that means yet.
So what do we know about what it means that they've been pulled out?
Well, they could be handing over some of the ground assault to the local Afghan fighters. And it could be simply that the numbers of al-Qaeda fighters have been cut down drastically. We've seen estimates of 200 to 400 of them left up there in the caves. And there's simply not a need for as many U.S. ground troops as they did have there. But remember, this still leaves 600 to 800 U.S. soldiers in the fight. And so, as the military spokesman said today, it's by no means over.
How are tribal and ethnic loyalties and suspicions playing into all of this?
The ethnic Pashtuns, which make up the groups down here in Paktia province, are very territorial and belligerent, and they don't like interlopers. The Northern Alliance troops, those 1,000 troops that I talked about who have been sent down into the area to help in Operation Anaconda, are largely Tajik and Uzbek from northern Afghanistan. And they had a terrible reputation with these Pashtuns in the central and the southern regions, because when the Tajiks helped run the country in the mid-1990s during the Mujahideen War. So there's enormous distrust about these soldiers who were coming in, and local commanders see very sinister motives. They think that these Tajik troops want to get a foothold in their mountains. And even though the Northern Alliance commander has been going around town saying we're all one army, we're all fellow Afghans fighting a common enemy, the local commanders, the Pashtun commanders, want the Northern Alliance Tajik troops to leave. They say, you know the North, we know our mountains, we have our own soldiers, and we'll fight our own battles.
NPR's John Burnett in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you, John.
My pleasure, Lisa.